At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night. And building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the week 16 episode of the QB List Fantasy Football Podcast. This is, as usual, the waiver wire show, and boy, are we in the thick of things. And of course, we start off the playoffs with some massive injuries, some massive news, a lot of players we're going to talk about. So let's just dive right in. Mario, how was your first round in the playoffs? Did you have as bad of a week as I did?
Oh my goodness. Sadly, Callan, I did have a bad week. Normally, I don't check. I would find out on Tuesday morning, but all of my friends, I've won both my big leagues. I won them last year, not a brag, just a fact. But so let's just say like all of my buddies in both leagues were chomping at the bit to just let me know how poorly my matchups were going. So I am officially out. The biggest heartbreak is one league, which I don't care as much about. I put up 191.56. I lost 191.78. And of course, you know, 191 beats everybody else by 30 plus points. It's just, what are you going to do?
It always seems to work out that way. You have your best week ever, and it's just someone else had a slightly better week. Or in most cases, you could have a very, very poor week. And the guy who had a very poor week just happens to skate right past you. So it's one of those crazy things. It's the annoying part about fantasy football. And, you know, we're at this point now in the season where there's a lot of intriguing names, a lot of excitement. Like I said, a lot of injuries. So let's get right into it. We're going to start off at the running back position. We'll start off with the obvious news that came out of Saturday's game. Besides the Colts blowing a 33-point lead, Jonathan Taylor is now likely out for the season, it sounds like. So you're going to need to find a replacement. We'll get into some of his potential replacement options in just a moment, but I do believe there is a guy who you would put higher in terms of priorities. So, Mario, who's your top running back priority for this coming week?
Yeah, and you would think it may be one of the guys in the backfield, and I'll talk about which one I like more in Indy's backfield, but I am still worried about there being a little bit of a share. So I'm going to actually shift to someone else, and that's going to be Tyler Algier of Atlanta. And you may be saying, well, he's also kind of in a timeshare. He had just as many snaps as Cordell Patterson this past week, but he's actually out-snapped Patterson three of the last 5 weeks. Algier, of course, is coming off the best game of his career, where he had 17 attempts for 139 yards and a rushing touchdown. The reason why I like Algier is just when you have that rookie quarterback, just kind of where they're just, you know, seeing what they can do. The Falcons are already the most run heavy team in the league. They kind of have been all year. So I kind of like this shift. So it's just like you're having the running back on one of the most run heavy teams with a rookie quarterback. So you kind of know there's going to be a lot of just running the ball, right? So he's my number one. They're playing the Baltimore Ravens next week, who, you know, I know everybody thinks the Ravens are one of those better teams against the run, but they're kind of just fine this year. So I really like Algier going forward. I think he has the potential to be, you know, if you lost anybody through injury or just whatever, I like Algier a lot.
Yeah, I think he's a very intriguing ad. We actually saw last week the tide started to shift where while Cordell Patterson still was in for most more snaps, only one more, so nothing too crazy. Tyler Algier actually had the higher percentage of the rushing share, and with good reason. Like you said, he had a career high in terms of rushing yards, threw 131 yards, had his best game of his career, and we've kind of been waiting on this breakout. We were all kind of hoping that late into the season, we'd see him kind of take that step forward. He was kind of a guy in a lot of my leagues I was taking a late round flyer on as a potential breakout. Now, by week 16, it may be happening. A matchup with Baltimore, it's, you know, nothing great, but it's nothing terrible. They're kind of middle of the pack in terms of the matchup against running backs. But for the rest of the way, you, like you said, go for a rookie quarterback on a run first team and a guy who's getting at the very least half of the carries and maybe even a bit more down the stretch. I think there's a lot to like with Algier, and I'm definitely prioritizing him this week.
100% agree. He's my number one. But now shifting to that Indianapolis backfield that we were talking about. So there's two guys, both of them from what I'm seeing is they're owned 2% Yahoo, 1% ESPN. So it just is, which one are we going to blow, you know, any remaining fab, the highest waiver pick. And I'd love to get your thoughts, but for me, I'm leaning towards Zach Moss. Zach Moss had 24 rushing attempts this past week to compare to Deion Jackson's 13%. Deion Jackson does get a little bit more of that receiving work. He got the receiving touchdown, and I think his day was kind of saved by it. But Zach Moss, he seems like he's going to be the bell cow. He's going to be the one that has the majority of the carries. And with them facing, I have to see what they're facing next week. But all that to say, I'm liking Zach Moss in this backfield.
Yeah, I'm still, I think I would still slightly lean Deion Jackson just from what we have saw in the past, but I think Zach Moss is a very fine. It's going to be kind of like that Cordell Patterson and Tyler Algier point, like we just talked about just a second ago, where you can start both of them from this point forward. So while I may prefer Deion Jackson just because we've seen it from him at this point, the numbers do point towards Zach Moss's way. He had more higher percentage of the rushing share. The target share is pretty equal. So maybe it's just a little biased of from what we've seen. The matchup is great. You're playing the Los Angeles Chargers next week, and their defense has not been good at all. Yeah, they kind of shut down Derrick Henry a bit this past week, but I'm not sure exactly how much I'm buying it. So I think at this point in the season, while you're sitting at 4-10 and as bad as the Colts are, you look towards the future. You kind of know you're going to be run first. There's no reason not to try and see what these guys have and if they can be a part of your team in 2023. So I think on a team that we've kind of seen has been run first down the stretch of the season, I would also, they're both high priorities. While I may prefer Jackson slightly, it's not, you know, it's close, but either of them are good fallback options. I'm not going to complain if you go either way.
Yeah, you could. That's like kind of a good thing to feel, right? Where it's like you can put in the waiver for both, and that way if you miss out on one, you could get the other. And the Chargers, I just looked it up. They actually allow the fourth most points to running backs in the entire league. So very juicy matchup next week.
Yes, great matchup for all your positions, but especially for this show's purposes, the running back position. Now, another name is a former Colt who, I've got to say, he continues to get on the radar, and I don't... It's crazy to say he's only 6% rostered in ESPN, but that is Marlon Mack. He's finished as a top 13 running back each of the past 2 weeks. He's had a touchdown each of the past 2 weeks. He didn't have a big share of the rushing percentage, but he continues to get results. He only had 14% of the rush share and 29% of the snaps, but he finished with another touchdown. So am I missing something with Marlon Mack? Last week had 37 rushing yards and touchdown. Am I missing something on Marlon Mack? I mean, or how? What are we feeling about this because of how productive he's been, even with a limited amount of snaps?
even with the little amount of snaps, is he's making the most of it. Like, so for instance, he also had four targets. He brought in all four of them for 26 yards. Believe it or not, he finished one. Yeah, we mentioned it, but he finished running back 12 last week. And it doesn't matter how they do it. This kind of reminds you of Jamal Williams earlier in the year, mm-hmm. where it's like, listen, I don't know why I'm trusting the second string Detroit Lions running back, but he just keeps finding the end zone. He just keeps finishing as a top 10, a top 15 guy. Marlon Mack has kind of given me those same vibes where he's not getting the volume, but he just seems like he's making the most of his opportunities. So Marlon Mack definitely lower than my other two, lower than Algier and the Colts backfield, but you can't argue with results. If you can consistently get top 10, you know, top 12, top 13, 2 weeks in a row. And granted, before that he had two finishes where he finished in the 60s, but you just can't argue with results. And let's see who he faces next week. Faces the Rams next week, who I know Aaron Donald looks in like he's going to be shut down. That's, you'd love to see that going against the Rams.
Yeah, especially if Aaron Donald out, it's going to be an interesting matchup. We're recording this as we speak right now. The Packers and Rams have just kicked off, so we don't know if they're proving whether or not they're still a good or bad run defense, but we know how the Rams are at this point. They're nothing to be too scared about. So, yeah, I'm still going to be hesitant because, like you said, the results are there, but the outside numbers don't show as much. And, you know, with no buys, you probably have enough running backs where you don't need him. But if you're in a pinch at this blatant season, the results are there. So I can get it. Although he's lower my priority. He'd probably be fourth or maybe even fifth compared to the next guy we're going to wrap up the running back segment with. But it's interesting to monitor. And especially with Denver, who we've been talking about as a timeshare all season, we don't know who the lead guy is. Marlon Mack's poking his head into the picture. And we've talked about timeshares all throughout the show that you can have two relevant running backs. So maybe Marlon Mack joins in there with Latavius Murray.
He could be. But yeah, so we have one more talking about. This guy we say for last just because he is a little bit above the threshold, 53% Yahoo, 47% in ESPN, so he makes it there. But that's James Cook. James Cook is someone we've talked about in the past. We've mentioned that you want to have the running back of this high-powered Bills offense. It just happens that's normally Josh Allen, and it kind of still is Josh Allen. But James Cook, top 24 finish in two of the last 3 weeks. He's facing the Bears next week, who allowed the eighth most points against running backs this season. So another juicy matchup. Like I said, he may already be scooped up in your league, but if not, I think he's the one I'd probably like the most of the bunch.
Yeah, if James Cook's still out there, like I said, he's right around that borders, 47% rostered. So you play the Bears, like I said, eighth most points against running backs. Great matchup. He's getting a lot of targets. He's starting to usurp Devin Singletary in terms of usage these past couple weeks. So I'm fully in. 10% target share. That's a 7% target share. It's something worth noting, and it's someone I want to have at this point, especially in a matchup against the Bears. So he's probably the top priority in terms of plays for this week. I might put Tyler Algier ahead for long term, just because I kind of think that has a bit more upside, because I'm still think Devin Singletary may get more involved than Cordell Patterson, but it's close. But they're both great. James Cook's right up there for this week, and I think he's definitely a name to add in terms of the high priority if he's still sitting out there. But we wanted to start off with some of the lower rostered guys, just as since we're at this point in week 16.
Definitely.
So let's shift over to the wide receiver position. I'm going to get this guy right out of the way because he's still, in terms of Yahoo, right close to that threshold at 55%. But Zay Jones, we don't have to say too much more. We've been talking about him all season. Last week, he had a huge breakout game. He has three touchdowns. If he's still out there in your leagues, you better go get him because he's the tough matchup against the Jets this coming week on Thursday, a juicy matchup in week 17 against the Houston Texans, and then the Tennessee Titans in week number 18. Great matchups for your fantasy championship that you want to have at this point. So Zay Jones, go get him. We're going to move on. So in terms of people who aren't very widely widely owned that you can get for this week, who is your top wide receiver? Again, there's not too many names for this week. They don't have the injuries like we had at the running back position, but if you're still looking for a wide receiver to fill in, who are you trying to look for?
So, yeah, I got two guys. I got one guy that is a little bit closer to the threshold, not quite Zay Jones numbers, and one guy who is an absolute diamond in the rough. So I'm going to start with the one who is closer to the Zay Jones numbers. So 49% rostered in Yahoo, 46% in ESPN, but that's Treylon Burks. Treylon Burks obviously suffered that concussion 2 weeks back against Philadelphia. But I'm just saying, I'm getting kind of vibes, or I'm remembering when Mixon had his concussion. He missed 2 weeks and then he was back in the action. Treylon Burks was really starting to emerge those weeks before he got injured. For instance, week 11 against Green Bay, he finishes a top 12 wide receiver. He, of course, got that touchdown against Philadelphia very early on. I want to say first quarter, second at the latest. So it seems like he's trending in the right direction. He's got a couple good matchups coming up. He has Houston, which you like. Dallas, maybe not as much, but either way, he's someone who just has the talent. We've seen it from a lot of these rookies, especially the rookie running backs and wide receivers. They're just explosive. I like Treylon Burks a lot if he's healthy, but again, scoop him up.
Yeah, I'm very, very in on that just because, like you said, there is that competition in terms of who the number one target is. We all are big fans about Chigo Conquo, and we're going to be talking about him in a little bit. But when Treylon Burks come out, he has the first round capital. He's that guy they drafted to replace AJ Brown. There's no reason that he doesn't step right in. When the Titans need to have these games, they're sitting right on that border of a playoff team. They're sitting at 7-7, still leading their division. But the Jaguars are nipping on their heels, and they can definitely catch up to them. So they're going to need to get some production out of Treylon Burks. And so I'm fully in on that. I think that if he's still sitting out there, you may not have him this week. I still, you know, you have to keep an eye on it. You might be picking up for basically week 17 and 18. But if he's out there, that match with Houston, you can probably plug him right back in, because after Okonkwo, there are plenty of targets to go around in this offense, especially when you're going to play Dallas within 2 weeks, when you're going to have to keep up with Dallas because they're a very, very good offense. We know that. So who's the other wide receiver? We talked about Treylon Burks, and if you need someone for this week as well, do you have any other names which you're looking for?
Yeah, so this one goes out to all my Lockett managers out there. I'm feeling your pain. So I'm going to say Marquise Goodwin. He's rostered 3% Yahoo, 1% in ESPN, so more than likely available. But with Lockett expected to miss time, I'm looking at Goodwin to kind of pick it up the pace. He finished wide receiver 10. Week 14, so very recent. He had a good performance. And this week he's facing Kansas City, which actually allows the fifth most points against wide receivers. Teams know they need to sling it to keep up with Kansas City. We've already seen Geno and Seattle sling it and look good all year doing it. Lockett has been an incredible wide receiver. I want to say he's top 20. I'll have to double check and confirm. But so anytime you can have someone just slot in and replace it, I imagine Metcalf is going to be the number one while Lockett is out, but Goodwin is just going to definitely have some value. And if your waivers are thin, this guy, like I said, 3% and 1%. So there's a good chance he's available.
Yeah, the targets are going to have to be spread out. Tyler Lockett, we know, is a huge part of that offense. It was the same target share as DK Metcalf. It was a very potent 1-2 punch. We're not expecting to beat Tyler Lockett, but those targets have to go somewhere. And they're not exactly being used as much as I would have expected to the tight end position we saw after he left out. Noah Fant was still kind of involved, but Marquise Goodwin was right up there in terms of equal percent of the targets. So I could see Goodwin jumping into that two spot with Noah Fant close behind him, but I definitely like the call for Goodwin. And that match against Kansas City, like you said, it's you got to throw to keep up with them, and that means
you have
a lot of targets to go fully their way, and I think Goodwin's going to be a huge beneficiary for that. So I do like that call, especially if you're trying to fill in for Lockett and find that sort of diamond in the rough at this point in the season.
Lockett, by the way, wide receiver 8 on the year. So better than I gave him credit for. Those targets need to go somewhere. I know that's sometimes a crazy mentality, but you know, this late in the season, I think you just take what you can get.
Exactly. I completely agree. And we just mentioned Noah Fant. I'll open up the tight end position as just a, hey, monitor him. There's better names, but you know, he had 15% targets, a little less than 15%. They're losing Tyler Lockett, so he can also be beneficiary from targets. So if you need a tight end for the rest of the season, while Lockett's out, I think Noah Fant could be an interesting beneficiary. But there are better names, so I'll let you kick it off with probably our favorite name to say on the show at this point for our favorite tight end streamer for this week, or possibly the rest of the season. So where are you looking moving forward at tight end?
Yeah, so I like Chig Okonkwo. We mentioned him last week. We even mentioned him a little bit earlier in this show, but he's the Titans tight end. So this is the second week in a row we're mentioning him. But so last week he had 5 targets, brought in 4 of them for 54 yards. He faces Houston this week. We've kind of just been like picking the teams going against Houston. Seems like a theme of this episode. But yes, I mean, especially where we're uncertain about the health of Treylon Burks, I'll say if Burks is healthy, maybe a little bit of a tick against Okonkwo. but I'm still just a really big fan of him, especially where tight end is just an absolute cesspool. You're just trying to throw a dart at unless you have Travis Kelce. Okonkwo is someone I'm really high on out of all tight ends. So the fact that he's available on waivers, I wouldn't be surprised if he has top 10 finishes from here on out.
I wouldn't disagree with you at all. Like you said, even when Treylon Burks come out, they're going to have to find a number two target. After, in terms of wide receiver, outside of that, you know, 15% for Robert Woods, that doesn't exactly scare me to go away from Chico Conquo. We saw early in the season, Austin Hooper had that intrigue as a streaming candidate. So I don't see why Chico Conquo can't just stay in that role, especially as he's having this emergence. So he's definitely number one. I would completely agree. And it's not just for this week. I think rest of the season, he could be, like you said, a top 10 tight end, top 12 tight end that you're leaning on for the fantasy playoffs, and you may finally find your guy. So still widely available. I think with the amount of times we've said his name on this show, and I know we mentioned him on the start sit show when I subbed in for Ryan this past week, he's going to get towards that threshold. Maybe by week 17, we won't have to mention him too many more times. So go get Okonkwo. We talked about it so many times, but they're playing the Houston Texans. You play anybody when you play the Houston Texans. Even those, I know it's mostly a running back matchup thing, but I think he has almost a tight touchdown guarantee at this point. So I'm fully in on that. I think that Okonkwo.
You heard it here first.
If I have to make a bet on someone to score a touchdown, I'm going to bet on someone who's playing the Titans. Playing against the Texans. So I'm not going to do anything crazy. But another guy you can almost guarantee a touchdown at this point, because he's averaging a touchdown per game over the past 4 weeks. It's Juwan Johnson of the New Orleans Saints. Last week, he had a sort of career day when he had two touchdowns on six targets, 67 yards on four receptions, two touchdowns. He's getting a lot of work. He had a huge target share of almost over 30% of the targets. Are we buying into this Juwan Johnson thing? Where do you put him in terms of comparing him to Okonkwo or moving forward?
I'll say Juwan Johnson is... He's a touchdown or he's a not guy. I mean, that's the thing. If there's someone who only has value on the touchdowns, I truly think he's a boomer bust. But this is the second time we're mentioning him. I remember mentioning him a few weeks back. Like, I'm just looking at his finishes earlier in the season. Week 9, he finished tight end 8. Week 10, finished 4. Week 11, he finished tight end 6. And that was all, again, based on his touchdowns. Week 7, he finished tight end 2. He had 2 touchdowns there. And of course, any week you get a touchdown as a tight end, you'll probably finish top 10. But for whatever reason, he just seems to have the nose. If he was Taysom Hill, we'd be talking about him tenfold. We'd be saying, how can you not roster Taysom Hill just for this touchdown upside? It's just that we still haven't caught on to Juwan Johnson hype. I think if you don't have a better option, if you're going into some tough matchups, maybe you're the David versus the Goliath. I like Juwan Johnson as someone who, you know, you just hope for that touchdown upside, and then all of a sudden you have a top 8 tight end for the week.
A lot of times you mention, like I say, that tight end's position is you just hope for the tight end. If you can, or it's a touchdown. And if you have someone you can almost guarantee at this point to get a touchdown, I think there's a lot to like. Outside of Chris Olave, we have no idea where these targets are going in New Orleans. And
not to
Kamara. I also think we shouldn't. Yeah, not Kamara. Gee, that's been a disaster.
Too soon, yeah.
It shouldn't be Andy Dalton throwing these targets, but that's a completely different story. I'm still amazed that he's still out there. But hey, he's likely going to be starting. They're playing the Cleveland Browns, which is another matchup that doesn't exactly scare you in terms of defenses. So I definitely think that Juwan Johnson's a good streamer this week. I would put Okonkwo ahead of him, but if you need someone desperate, and you have to, you know, you're really debating it, you got to wait until a couple days before Sunday, or excuse me, Saturday, to make picks. And I guess that should remind you, get your lineup set. We have 10 games on Christmas Eve on Saturday this week. So make sure you have your lineups really ready to go a day early this week, because you're going to be having most of your matchups take place on Saturday. And knowing how a lot of people do it, it's a Sunday morning, wake up and set your lineups. Don't forget that this is Saturday this week. So that's a good kind of segue as a reminder to myself and to all of you too. Make sure you have your lineup set Thursday, Friday, so you don't have to wake up on Christmas Eve or worry about setting your lineups. But we'll take one more look at the quarterback position in terms of streamers. We might not be as crazy in terms of streamers the rest of the way, just because we're starting to get healthy. It sounds like Lamar Jackson will be back. We'll see what the status is for Kyler Murray next week. But if we don't have those, you still need someone the rest of the way. Do you have anybody you're looking at streaming? I know we'll have the article going into a bit more deeper names, but do you have any top terms quarterback you're looking to stream at this point?
Yeah, I have just one, and he is a little high for this show, but 59% Yahoo, 58% ESPN. But that's Danny Dimes, Daniel Jones. He's surprisingly, this was surprising to me at least, but he is quarterback 10 on the year. He's facing Minnesota this week, which is an incredible matchup. They've actually allowed the fourth most points to opposing quarterbacks this season. After that, he's facing Indianapolis in week 17. He does play the Eagles in week 18. So if you are a league that has two weeks for your finals, you know, you may have to find someone else for week 18. But speaking of the Eagles, maybe you have Jalen Hurts and he's kind of brought you to his promised land. Yeah. He's looking to miss some time. I think Murray is actually out for the year. So if you had Murray getting you this far, Jared Goff is someone who I'm a very big fan of, but he's been playing. I'm not a fan of him on the road, and he actually has another road matchup coming up. So that's something that I'm a little hesitant on. So Daniel Jones, like I said, just under 60%, so high for this show. But if he's available, I really like him going forward.
Yeah, I'll throw Jared Goff out there for a little bit more excitement. He's 47% rostered in ESPN. And you look at the next 2 weeks, Carolina and Chicago.
Not good defense.
A home match against Chicago. I'm sure we'll be talking about him for a week from now. But if you want to get ahead of the game, if you have a quarterback you stream, or even have an open bench spot and you've been streaming quarterbacks, look for Jared Goff for this next coming week in Chicago. But even on the road against Carolina, I'm not as worried it seems as you are. I would be willing to fire him up. Maybe not ahead of Daniel Jones, but they're right up there neck and neck with each other. And the fact that he has that great matchup in week 17 might push him slightly ahead. But so I'm definitely on Jared Goff and this rejuvenated Detroit Lions who are fighting for a playoff berth. Words I didn't know I'd really say, but they're looking really, really good. So I'm in on Jared Goff the rest of the way. So him and Daniel Jones, great streamers the rest of for this coming week. And we'll do the same for the defense position. If you're looking to play someone this week, I know that's always a very tough position to play against, or a tough position to stream, just because we don't have a locked-in guy. But who's a couple defenses you're looking at for your Week 16 matchups? Is there any team that we're picking up on again, always?
Yeah, so you mentioned it can be tough to find one to stream. I think this is going to be a tough game to watch, but I like both defenses in it, and that is the matchup on Christmas Day, Broncos-Rams. This one, you have to imagine, like in the preseason, we're talking about how amazing this matchup is going to be. The Super Bowl defending champions, the Russell Wilson-led Broncos. This game's going to stink. May possibly backup quarterbacks for both teams, but at least from the Rams side. I know Baker has been kind of electric and fun. Again, that game's kind of going on right now, so we'll see how good he's doing. But I have faith in the Broncos defense. And then coming from the Rams side is, I'm not sure if Russell Wilson will be healthy. And I mean, the Broncos offense just kind of stinks. Like, they don't score more than 17 points a game. They always hit the under. So either defense on this side in this match, I like.
Yeah, Brett Rypien. It sounds like Russell Wilson will be back, but either way, like you said, that Broncos offense is not something to be afraid of. I think that's a great call as well. And even Baker Mayfield. Yes, he had a great NFC player to week performance in week 14 on Thursday night against the Raiders. But I think he's going to come back to earth. Like I said, we're recording this now. So if he goes off for 400 yards against the Packers, ignore us. But I'm going to be willing to bet.
I like our chances.
Like our chances to not have that worried about us. But so I think those are great defenses. As we talked about last week, the Broncos having a great schedule moving forward. So I think both of those are very intriguing streamers for this coming week. And I'll throw the Tennessee Titans out there as well. Kind of like we have been talking about, you pick on the Houston Texans. The Titans have that match against the Texans, so if you need someone, if you're desperate, I know the Titans have kind of been a defense we haven't been too afraid of, but when you play a Texans, you enter the conversation. So I think if you're desperate and you really need someone, the Titans wouldn't be a bad fallback option.
100% agree. I like them as well.
So that's actually going to do it. Like I said, we're at this point in the season where you're not as active in terms of the waivers. But hey, you have some names that are going to be looking at. You may have just lost Jonathan Taylor. Although if you had Jonathan Taylor, give me some advice. I'm wondering how you made the playoffs or made it to the second round with Jonathan Taylor, because that was a rough season as someone who had him in a few leagues. But hey, if you need some more, I'm not gonna blame you. So anything else you want to wrap up in terms of to continue playoff advice as we head into the second round of your 2-week playoffs?
Oh my goodness. Remember to hydrate, folks. But no, seriously, you made the great advice is to just making sure that you have your lineup set. The Saturday football, it throws me off. You know, I wasn't going to save my team this week, but definitely make sure you're just checking your lineups early. Definitely stay active on the waivers right now. Like, there's a lot of times where I'll look at my team and I'm going to use Alan Lazard as an example, even though his game's going on, so we could have a great performance tonight. But someone like him, where I've seen enough of him going into this season, he's the type of player I would drop for Treylon Burks, whether he's healthy or not, just to have him stashed. I would drop him for Marquise Goodwin just because the upside, like, I know what Lazard's going to be bringing to the table, but Goodwin could be kind of anything. So I'll say now is the time where don't be afraid to just drop players you've seen enough of and you know you're not starting anyways. That's my number one piece of advice.
He could be anything. He could be Alan Lazard. But no, in all seriousness, it is good advice. You want to look at those sort of players that you're not starting at this point and try and bank on a little bit more upside as we get to the playoffs. It's something that's worth mentioning. And I'll mention one more time the reminder of the Saturday games. There's a lot going on. And, you know, we're in the holiday season. Your focus may slip as you are focusing on last minute gifts or anything like that. So just a reminder, make sure you have your lineup set on Thursday or Friday, on Thursday night, Friday night, something like that, or even Saturday morning, as we have 10 games going on Saturday, as well as 3 days on three games on Sunday and a game on Monday. So it's gonna be a long weekend of football. Your matchup's gonna last long, but make sure you take advice. Make sure you find us on Twitter, on the Discord, if you need any particular single start sit advice, or we'll have our Reddit thread on, I believe it's on Thursday morning. So post in there. Our staff will be happy to discuss and answer any start sit question you have moving forward. But before we wrap on up, since it is the holiday season, we did this in terms of Halloween with the candy drafts or Thanksgiving with the Thanksgiving Ooh. Draft. Do you have a 101 for in terms of holiday music? If we're looking for waiver priority, what is your 101 holiday song? Goodness.
Carol of the Bells always gets the crowd rocking, but I'm a big fan of Paul McCartney is Simply Having. There's just something about it. And I any Beatles, like true Beatles fan I've like talked to always says like that song stinks, like, you know, blah, blah, blah. But that's one of my all timers is Paul McCartney. I mean, it's just catchy. It's a bop.
As a guy who's from New Jersey, you have an affinity for Bruce Springsteen. So Bruce Springsteen's Santa Claus is Coming to Town is one that gets played pretty much every year. So that would probably be my 101, one that I'm always listening and always playing at some point.
Here's another question is if you are in a not a Secret Santa, but the like a white elephant kind of thing, like that kind of gift exchange where you pick a number. I'm forgetting the other name of it, but what kind of gift do you bring to something like the Yankee swap? Like, what kind of gift do you bring to something like that? Do you bring like a gag gift? Do you try to like do like a neutral gift? Like, what is your strategy?
I try and go for a neutral gift. I saw it with a gag gift. I actually had a holiday party for work a week or two ago. So we had a white elephant, and one of the gifts, the one I gift, was very neutral. It was a bottle of an alcohol, which I thought that everyone would enjoy, and turns out I got it myself, so I'm not going to complain about that. One of the gifts which was picked first and no one wanted was a gag gift, which probably wouldn't be the most appropriate to say on the air of a show. It was funny. It was not anything like too inappropriate, but it was a good joking gift and something that made everybody laugh, but I would rather not have Eric or anybody try and tell me that this shouldn't be said on the podcast. So I'll tell you off air. If you want, really want to know, come find me on Twitter. I can give you a bit more details, but it was fun. It was got a lot of laughs in the office and was for a good time. So yeah, I'm definitely a more neutral guy. I'd rather find something that we can all enjoy than something that would give some laughs.
There we go. And scratch tickets always are a hit too.
That's scratch tickets always. I'm very unlucky with those. I think most of everyone was like $5. But and then finally, in terms of a priority, your favorite holiday movie. I'm just thinking about that with songs. What's your go-to holiday movie around this time of year?
Oh my goodness. That's a great question. That one, maybe it's just because I have had to watch it so many times these past few weeks, but that has just been The Muppets, Christmas Carol. It is just my fiance's favorite, and so it has become my favorite because I've seen enough times where it is now my favorite. So there it is, The Muppets. Jim Henson gets my vote.
You know, if I could have put maybe 50 holiday movies, I'm not sure that one would have been brought up as a guest. So I was not expecting that. That's the nice thing about doing the show. But for me, it's Elf. I'll be classic. And Elf, Will Ferrell makes me laugh every year. I used to watch with my brother and sister almost every year up to this point. So always for a good laugh. Will Ferrell is one of my favorite actors just in general. So the fact that he have a famous holiday movie, one that always makes me laugh. That and Home Alone is a...
Home Alone 2 for me, though. Home Alone 2.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, I know the classics, the number ones, like the OG is the OG for a reason, but something about the Lost in New York, maybe it's because I'm living in New York, but it just pulls on my heartstrings extra there.
You know, someone just had a hot take in the Discord about Home Alone 2 being better than Home Alone. It might have been Matt Cava, one of our writers, if I'm remembering right.
I agree with him.
It got a little discourse with some people on our staff. So, nothing too crazy, but when I saw that, I was like, "Oof, that sounds like a hot take," and it definitely generated some conversation. So I wouldn't go that far, but two is still solid. I'll give it that. So that's going to do it for this week's episode of the QB List Fantasy Football Podcast. Best of luck in terms of your playoff matchups this week. Good luck with your playoff matchups. And if we don't speak to you beforehand, I hope everyone has a great and safe holiday season for those who are celebrating during the weekend or those who are still celebrating at this moment. Hope your holidays are great. Hope you guys get stuff that's worth it. Give stuff that's worth it. And most importantly, in terms of us, get yourself another fantasy football victory. So best of luck this week. Feel free to hit us up on Discord or Twitter if you have any questions, and we'll talk to you next week.
That's right. Happy holidays. Peace.
Parents, when you visit California, childhood rules. If you don't remember how awesome childhood is, just ask yourself,
what would kids do?
Then pack your fun pants and let childhood rule your family vacation. Start planning at visitcalifornia.com.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night, and building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.